Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for a Journey Home, we're looking at this topic of heaven being a home of citizenship. When I first wrote this devotional book a number of years ago, the concept of citizenship was not nearly as much of a hot topic as it seems to be in today's world. But regardless of that, the Bible says that our citizenship as Christians is in heaven. I don't know what that means to you or how much you've really thought about that. It probably depends on how you view your earthly citizenship and whether you value it, whether you like the citizenship that you have, whether you're trying to get different citizenship. But when we consider where we belong, as I've traveled at various times for prayer journeys and prayer events, I've recognized that as I've traveled to foreign countries that my U.S. citizenship offers and carries with it some element of protection. But I also recognize that in some parts of the world that specific citizenship comes with some increased dangers as well. And I believe the same is true with our citizenship in heaven as we live as citizens of the kingdom. You see, as we make this journey home, as we recognize that our citizenship is in heaven, then, well, we probably ought to be living more as kingdom citizens now than as citizens of this world. We ought to view ourselves as travelers, as sojourners through a foreign land. And in doing so, we ought to understand, we can grasp through Scripture that living as a kingdom citizen does come with some very impressive eternal protections. Not only eternal protections, but current protections. God has given us His armor, the armor of God to wear, to live with, to protect us. But it probably wouldn't be right to talk about the benefits of this citizenship without also a warning that there's dangers involved, that there is an enemy. That's why the armor of God is so important. Because as it states in the passage that talks about that, because our battle is not against flesh and blood. The battle is over our very soul. Over our claim to that citizenship, which is ours in Christ. And so we put on that armor of God. We wear that helmet. We guard our heart and our mind. We wrap ourselves in truth and we pray without ceasing. You see, in God's kingdom, citizenship is available to all who would come through Jesus. The requirements are surrender. The requirements are that we would submit, that we would desire to change and become more like Christ. that as we enter through Christ, that we would learn to live according to the practices of that kingdom. That as we catch a glimpse of the nature of that kingdom filled with worship of God, we read through the book of Revelation, John's glimpse into the very throne room of God. And we begin here on earth to grow in our practice of worship, to grow in our desire of worship, to grow in a life that represents Jesus and honors Him and lifts Him up in all things. So many times we look at life and we think, what can I do that makes a difference? What can I do that lasts beyond the temporary nature of life on earth? And people have tried some pretty incredible things to make a name for themselves. But most of those names eventually fade from the minds and from the voices of people. Oh, we can still find some of them in history books and other literature, but very few do we talk about on a regular basis. But if we live as citizens of God's kingdom here on earth, if we begin to practice the things that would honor God, that would lift up Jesus. You see, there's a name that continues to be talked about on a regular basis. A name that has been proven worthy time and time again. A name that has transformed hearts and lives and minds of people throughout generations. A name that shows us that we have value, that we're created in the image of God. You see, if there is one thing that you could do that has a lasting impact in this world, it's to help others know the value they have to Christ by letting them know the value they have to you. By proclaiming a citizenship in the kingdom of heaven that's open to all who would accept it, that's open to all who would desire to live as kingdom citizens. You see, with every citizenship comes certain rights, certain privileges, but also with every citizenship comes certain responsibilities, certain expectations. And living as a kingdom citizen is no different. Well, in one sense it's no different, but in another sense it's so much better. To have a king who loves us, who cares for us, who understands our weaknesses, who has sent his son to make peace between us and Him. To live in a way that shows the world the love of God. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to sit quietly for a moment. To think about how much you value your citizenship. And then as you prepare to answer that question, ask yourself, which citizenship do you value the most? The citizenship of your country you live in this world, or the citizenship of heaven? Which are you most vocal about around people, on your social media feeds, in the way you live? Which are you most concerned about? You see, there's value, I believe, in having temporary citizenship here on earth. Oh, but there's so much greater value in having eternal citizenship that we live under here on earth and in heaven. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you're a God that loves us. You've not only called us to yourself, but you have granted us the right to be called children of God, to be heirs in your kingdom, to be citizens of a kingdom that is filled with your presence, a kingdom that is entered through the blood of Jesus. So, Father, today I pray that each one of us would pause and for a moment consider the value that we place on the citizenships that we carry. And Father, if we've placed greater value, if those around us believe that we have greater value on this citizenship of this world than the citizenship of your kingdom, may you forgive us and may we be transformed into a better ambassador for your kingdom. May we live with honor as citizens of whatever country that is our home here on earth, but may we always do so with a recognition that our greater allegiance is to our citizenship in your kingdom. And Father, as we listen to you, as we prepare for that day that we live throughout eternity face to face, may we learn to grow in our worship, in our adoration, in our service, in our proclaiming the worthiness of Jesus. Father, for those that are struggling in this world, either trying to find a citizenship that makes them belong and helps them to feel they belong, or trying to escape a citizenship that is oppressive, I pray that they would know through us of a greater citizenship. Father, help us to love people enough to teach them and talk to them and share with them about Jesus. Father, that every person would have a place to belong, because every person belongs in your kingdom. As you call each one to come. Oh, Father, for those times when you're rejected, may we not take it personally. May we not give up in sharing your invitation with others. Oh, Father, your word teaches about a time where there's a great falling away, where many walk away from your kingdom, where they renounce their citizenship, where they choose not to be a part. Father, protect us and help us to not be one of those that give up. But I pray that you would find each one of us faithful. Faithful as sons and daughters, faithful as servants, faithful as citizens when Jesus returns. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that we would not only teach them what it looks like to be a good citizen here on earth, but more importantly, we would teach them how to be a kingdom citizen in the way they love and forgive, and that they would know that through the way that they are loved and forgiven. Father, may our lives represent that which is most important to us. And may we have times where we can step back and really see for real what it is and who it is we are representing. And Father, may we lift up Jesus in everything, so that many would be drawn to Him and find a home where they have citizenship in Your kingdom. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.